I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know. She's not here, so I'm gonna guess no.
That's when I was going on property at Proctor.
What property at Proctor?
Oh, I don't know the address anymore, but we brought it up last year. They were.
Where's these kids? Don't tell me to that.
So Ron, how are we working today, actually, Ron?
Working on what?
We can get them shut down, because now I'll run a tow yard on your property.
What kind of a yard?
I don't know why I did that.
Tow yard.
Well.
Gosh, stop.
I'm trying.
Because, well, first, you can't run this thing, you can't have junk cars.
Turn all the knobs down, start over.
Are they bringing the junk cars back here?
Turn all the knobs down, start over.
Okay, so that's the problem.
Looks like there's a lot of people. They both have a building.
They probably have a chicken.
Right, exactly. I guess not a very nice people, but Ron was saying, they had to go up and share.
Ron who?
Graham, I guess. The lady that owns it, she has a new boyfriend as part of that. My worry is that something's gonna catch on fire, we're gonna need fire people.
Well, you have the right to go and inspect.
Well, we don't.
Well, you should read our zoning manual, because I just read it.
It's not registered business, so we can't just do trespassing. But she does.
Let me review the language in the zoning regulation.
She can go in. But Noelle.
Yes.
Slansky's gonna make fun of me so bad.
She should probably get a sheriff to go with her if she thinks they're going to be.
They had litigation going against it, so.
They being.
Her and Ron last year.
Okay, no one's told me. This is literally the first I've heard of this.
Well, because I think I fell off the mat. So I know they're still running in and out of those tow trucks.
I'm scared.
I am scared.
I'll ask her about it.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't either, obviously.
Okay, thank you.
You can lay it off and we can talk loud.
Okay, it's time. Calling the meeting to order. The clock is 10 minutes slow. FYI. Check your phones. We'll open with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for being here, everyone. I'm not aware of any guests. Are you a guest for purposes of your signs? Or do you want to talk about that under fire? Or are we talking about that tonight, or what?
Those are just in. Yep.
Okay. All right. We do have some correspondence. We got an email from... looks like we all did, from Riverside about a parent and community member survey. I don't know if you guys looked at that at all. And they had asked us if we would consider putting the survey on our website for some period of time so that we could encourage people from the community to participate in the survey. So I just need to know if you guys want to do that or if you don't want to do that. I already filled out the survey for myself, but...
I don't see any problem with it. Don't they already have their own website they can put it on? Or?
Yes, but they're trying to get more attention to the survey. That's if you don't want to do it, we don't have to do it. I don't care one way or the other.
I'm only one person.
Yes, but you're a trustee.
Yeah.
So you're a special person.
Special, right. That's fine.
Yes?
I'll go along with you.
Okay. The other thing is, we got the same letter that everybody else under NOPIC got, having to do with asking us, do we still want to participate in NOPIC? I don't know of any reason why we wouldn't. So I just wanted to make sure you agree with that. If you guys are good with that, then we'll just let it ride, which is what you do. If you don't want to change anything, you just do nothing. Okay, so that. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting of April 7th?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Linda Branny.
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt.
Aye.
Roy Gregg.
Aye.
Okay, under administrative, I just wanted to let you know where we are with the update on the policy manual. I copied you guys on the email that I sent to the prosecutor that I have a first pass at updating it. It's in the hands of the prosecutor right now, and once we hear back about any changes she thinks we should make, then we probably should talk about it. I strongly encourage you to read what I sent you. It's a pretty long document, but the policy manual is the administrative ground we stand on, and either it's solid ground or it's not. So if I've made changes you don't like, or if you want to make additional changes, you got to let, you know, we got to talk about it, okay? But I just want you to know that's the status on that. As far as the update on the retention schedule, I've had meetings with the fire chief and with the fiscal officer about changes that I'm making based upon the suggested retention schedule that's on the Ohio History Connection website. But we ran into some hiccups, and fortunately I know those people, so they answer my emails, and we're working through them. So pretty soon we will have a retention schedule ready to be approved. When that happens, we will have a meeting of the Records Commission, which every political subdivision has one, and in a township it consists of the fiscal officer and the chairman of the Board of Trustees, but it is a public meeting. It will be held on probably some night when we're having a meeting to approve it. Then it gets sent to the Ohio Historical Society, and they say yay or nay, and then it gets sent to the state auditor, and then when we get it back, we can actually start cleaning up that room up there. And I'm excited to do that. We already have the boxes, yay. So that's where we are on those two things. Just the other day, Lexi said to me, oh yeah, we have a disaster plan, but it's really out of date. And I'm like, oh, later.
Yeah.
Let me finish these first.
One thing at a time.
Okay, fiscal office.
Could somebody make a motion to pay all the bills?
So moved.
Second.
Who seconded? Rich?
Mm-hmm. Rich.
Sorry, trying to do it. Linda Branny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
So Lexi isn't here, so I'm going to give the update on the status of our new sign out on Vrooman Road. She called me yesterday morning, and she was really frustrated because we had been told it was going to be done by the end of last week, and there was nothing over there but a pole. So she asked me to make a call, and I did. Yeah, it's almost done. They were out here today, and I got an email right before I came here saying we didn't quite get it finished, but it will be finished by the end of the day tomorrow. There is an issue about what becomes of the old sign, and Rick, it's my understanding you want it, the old sign.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Over on Vrooman Road,
yeah,
I was told.
It.
You've got it.
Yeah.
So the old sign is gone, and you got what you wanted.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't want, you know, a bunch of junk left laying there because I was asking who takes away the old sign. And he's like, well, they told me you want it. I'm like, why would we want it? But
I thought they were supposed to remove it.
They were told by us, apparently, that Rick wanted it. So
okay.
Rick's got it. Yay. So, yeah, I played bad cop. But then I became good cop because I found out he grew up in Leroy. And he had an awesome story. He said, oh, last week I had surgery on my hand. So I'm like, what happened to your hand? He goes, I was protecting the life of a child and impaled myself on a knife. Ow, nerve damage. I'm like, stop doing that. It's a great story. I don't know if it's true, but it was a really good story. But he got the sign done. So awesome. So that's the update. So fire.
We have this.
Yeah, application to approve for Josh McBride. Interviewed him. He works full-time at Perry. Plans on working some shifts, so he'll fill some holes for us. He's a medic, and amongst other things. Medics that be important.
We can't hear you.
So we can have a paramedic on duty. So
can you pull the microphone over so people can hear you?
So we just want to get him approved. Background check came back. Drug test, physical, everything's good.
Say that again.
Background check.
Oh, okay.
Test, physical, are all good.
So, is he a firefighter somewhere else?
Yeah, very full time.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion now. Usually we did under new business.
I can't even hear you and I'm sitting next to you.
Normally we did it at a new business, but that's fine. I'll make a motion to hire Joshua M. McBride as a part-time probationary firefighter.
I second.
Linda Verhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
Would you like it under new business going forward? I didn't know that was your...
That's normal, but that's fine.
Is there anything more we need to do?
No, well, yes.
Is there something to be signed, or...
Yes.
Okay.
You guys say that's all.
You want today's date?
Yes, sir.
I thought maybe it was chairman, but I didn't see that.
Okay. So that goes back to you?
Yep, thank you. And then pancake breakfast is this Sunday, 9 to 12:30. And election day is May 5th. Looking for support for the levy. Been going door to door. Slow process. I don't know how many doors we're going to get to, but we haven't had anyone kick us off their property yet. So we're doing good. But yeah, we'll see. We're hoping.
Okay.
But yeah, everyone's been receptive and taking the information. So we should be doing good.
I'm excited for pancakes, yeah, that I don't have to make myself. All right, Rhodes?
Nothing really to report. I've been out driving around. If somebody sees a blue pickup truck driving around on Sunday mornings going slow, that's probably me. Looking at culverts and roads and stuff. I do it every week or two. So we did some ditching on Callow this week. We're going to start on Taylor here at the end of the week. And then we have some work to do on Proctor. Jennings is holding up well, where we did a deep base, and that I drove down there, and it's solid. So things are working.
Good job. So how's the issue two money application?
Issue two money. So that was an interesting discussion. Rick and I went to the county engineer's office last Wednesday and met Kirk, who is the second in charge, and Aaron, who his administrative assistant, but she knows a lot. She's been with them forever. And so we can do in-kind work, we can put money in, we can get a grant, and then you can get a loan, okay? And the loan is based on the life of the projects, and they figure that a road is usually 20-year life if it is done correctly. And you can get a loan for 0% interest.
For the whole life of it?
For the whole life of it.
Cool.
You can pay it off early if you want. I mean, so if you were granted $500,000 and then took a loan for $500,000 and divide that by 20 years, that's only $25,000 a year that is coming out of your road budget. And because these roads... It's basically, I've said it before, $300 per lineal foot. So every foot of road costs $300 to do across it. And so Taylor's 11,000 feet, Sumner's 6,100. That's a lot of money. We're talking millions of dollars to do those roads correctly. But it's something to look at. We have to have all this done by May 23rd. To have, it starts, we have to have our application in by May 23rd, then it goes from committee to committee to committee to committee to committee, and we will not have an answer until next July of 27.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to do a combination of asking for a grant and taking a loan? What if you don't get the grant? Do you still get the loan?
You have the right to refuse the project. You know, they would say, okay, yeah, we'll give you the grant, we'll give you the loan, or we'll give you the loan. You can sign off on it and take it, or you cannot.
Okay.
I would really like to do a grant and a loan. If you can get money at 0% interest, I mean, that's
seems
a
like
no-brainer.
A no-brainer. Yeah.
So.
So was there an action from this board to take to say, yes, that's what we're going to do? Does it have to happen once the application is done? Do we have to approve that?
Let me get the application together because there's a lot of things I have to do. And I talked to your son. He's going to help me because there are a lot of tricks of the trade that you can do, you know, little things you can maneuver. And he's done it. And the county is willing to help us. I mean, they had three people there for 2 hours, Rick. They were really helpful and they were really glad we were there looking at this. So they're excited. We're excited. And
we're asking for money for Taylor and for Proctor?
Sumner.
Sumner. Okay.
Taylor and Sumner. Proctor we're going to handle on our own here in a few weeks.
Ooh, sweet.
So to get rid of those holes.
Okay.
So, but that's, I mean.
By my recollection, we only have one meeting between now and May 23rd, and that's May 19th.
Correct.
So if there's an action we have to take, that's when we would have to,
correct,
unless we had a special meeting.
No,
so.
I'll have it done by then and ready to turn in. Because the county will give us numbers on how much it's going to cost. I mean, even at that, from Taylor, it is 1 mile from the top of the hill coming south from the north. Coming from the north, at the top of the hill, I just measured with my truck. Coming north, it goes around the curve, comes back around the curve, goes to the lighthouse driveway. I think most people, if you drive down Taylor, you know where the lighthouse driveway is. That's 1 mile. So that's going to be 5,280 feet times 300. That's going to be $1.5 million. So we'll get what we can and go for it. And then, you know, we'll keep hitting Sumner. But it's going to have to be a project that's ongoing to get these roads done.
So we're going to do them incrementally is what you're saying?
Yes. We don't have enough cash and in-kind work to support our side. And did anyone hear today they were supposed to make an announcement on that township or the tax, property tax?
Did they get it up?
It's later in the afternoon, so I'm assuming by the evening news.
Okay. Yeah, I know they were supposed to have some announcement.
Yeah, I think
Lexi
said it was like around 2 o'clock.
To put it on the ballot.
So I thought at 2 o'clock.
So.
I didn't see anything come across.
Okay.
If only somebody had a phone and could look at it and see
so
if there's any announcement.
I didn't see anything.
Interesting.
So that's where we are with roads.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Good.
And you're okay with that also?
Oh,
going
yeah.
For a combination of a loan and a grant?
Well, we can always refuse it if we
find it. Yeah, if we're
not going to work for us.
Yep. Anything for cemeteries?
Nothing special. I need to still get a hold of the company to do the cemetery restoration work.
Okay.
But they already know. I just need to call them and let them, you know, verify it. Come on this year.
That's another thing we've been doing incrementally, right?
Right.
Okay.
Every year for the last, well, I've only did it 2 years. This will be the third year.
Okay. Parks and facilities. I don't know anything about either of these things. I didn't put these on here. I think those are yours, right?
Bee discussion. They usually have people come and spray for bees.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've been working on the sign down at the town hall.
The one that had all the holes in it that looked like
from
Swiss cheese?
Yes.
Yes, that
yeah,
one.
That one.
Oh, carpenter bees?
Carpenter bees. And, I mean, they spray for, you know, everything. It's yellow jackets, wasps, carpenter bees. And it's been done here. It's been done, according to Vicki, around all the baseball diamonds and stuff and the buildings here.
The buildings, the bleachers, the concession, the pavilion, the light pole.
Can you speak up, please? You can speak up.
All the buildings, the concession stand, the pavilion, both sheds, the light pole, our barn, the fire station and the community center,
bleachers,
and all of the bleachers.
And I did not know that that had been done, and so I was working on, look, can somebody just spray this sign so it stops being eaten? And then Vicki and I talked today, so she's just going to throw it in and have them make sure they squirt that sign, too.
Right.
Rick, I need to know the areas at the road department.
Right. Rick, how much do we, I haven't been around for a summer. How bad are the bees down there? that salt bin we're gonna be working on in the summer up on the roof. I for sure wanna get that done. What about the garages, the town hall? Do we wanna?
I'm not aware of any bee problems with that building. It's vinyl coated, so.
Well, yeah, but soffits maybe, I don't know.
Right, but I'm talking about other bees, you know, hornets, yellow jackets and everything.
Okay.
So do we want to get a quote from who's been doing it, and then my wife has somebody come in and spray too, and how many building, what do we want to include, I guess is the question. What we've done in the past, and how much down by the road garage?
The only place I've noticed bees at the road department was above the big doors in the front of our main shop.
Okay.
When the garage door guys were there fixing the doors, the top header was full of bees. Now, I've never noticed them to the point where I've gotten stung or they've been an issue. But
what kind of bees?
I don't know. I'm not a
They're drilling holes?
Yeah, they had holes.
Carpenter bees.
Carpenter bees.
Yeah,
I think that we should do everything that needs to be done.
Those things are...
No, there is no...
They're so destructive.
Yeah. But I really want that salt bin done up top, because we're going to have two people on lifts. You can't,
sure.
You can't run. When you're 25 feet up there.
No, we can take cans of spray with us.
So, yeah, let's get the right buildings done. It can't be that much. Just get a quote from both, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
Yep.
Softball equipment, they have a list of, batting helmets, softballs, bats, you know, all different things to do it. The lime, the machine that limes it, it's going to be like $2,300 for equipment. They just want blessing to go ahead and spend that out of their account.
Absolutely. Do we need a motion for that?
Yes. Well, it wouldn't hurt.
Okay, I make a motion that we allow the softball people to buy the equipment that they feel that they need out of their line item in the budget.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Linda Perhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gray?
Aye. And one last thing that's not on there. Oops, wrong phone. Sorry. They want to put an road or field help and field maintenance for the softball fields on the website. And it says, join Leroy Township as a part-time field help and maintenance team member and be part of the action that keeps our softball fields game ready and looking their best. This is a hands-on role perfect for someone who enjoys working outdoors, takes pride in a job well done, and wants to be around the game. You'll be responsible for prepping fields before games, lining baselines. Where'd that go?
Is this a volunteer position?
No, this is a paid. And handling general upkeep using provided equipment. With flexible hours, competitive pay ranging from $16 to $20 per hour, it's a great opportunity to earn extra income while staying active and involved in the local community. If you're dependable, motivated, and ready to get your hands dirty, we'd love to have you on the team.
So they can't hire somebody.
They do every year. Huh? They have it every year. It's normally a kid.
They have. That was,
I don't care.
That was my question.
Is that an open position? Is that a township employee? Because they are a hybrid. Their money is our money.
That was my question on this. Whose insurance do they come on?
100%. Well, they get no insurance if they're part-time.
They get hurt.
Workers' comp.
Workers' comp. So
yeah, this is why they need to be separate from us.
So they would pay out of their thing, but that's the question, because that was my question. Who are they? They're working for softball.
Softball is us.
Part of us.
Yes.
So that was my question.
They can't do that. They can't do that.
So how are they going to get the fields lined and stuff?
I think that is their problem, but they are part of us. That means that is a government employee. That person should be getting OPERS. That's a problem. How long have they been doing this?
For a long time.
A long time.
Okay, I will call the prosecutor and find out what we do about this.
How do we pay zoning employees, you know, zoning employees?
Maybe it's a stipend? Is that how it works?
They're still employees.
But they don't get.
They don't get offers or anything?
Why don't they do that?
Because they're a stipend?
Let me call the prosecutor and get some clarity.
Here, so, person. Sharon, you don't get offers, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because you just get a stipend, right?
Yes, $50 a meeting for 8 meetings.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look into this.
Yeah, because that, the liability is there.
Workers' comp, I mean, you got.
Right, they're using a machine for working the field.
They're gonna be covered at our.
You know that picture that's like? Okay, let me look into it, because maybe it's no big deal, who knows?
Okay.
Is that everything?
That's all I have.
Okay, I'm letting you know that I have a guy from my church who is a masonry contractor who's gonna come and walk around and look at our buildings with me for free to just give me his opinion. Just to, what kind of shape are they in and what might need to be done? I'm particularly concerned about one of the corners under the town hall that looks like it's not great.
While he's at the town hall, have him look at the old garage. The front, it'd be the southeast corner up above the door.
Where that giant crack is?
Where that giant crack is.
Yeah.
Cover up a side door, let's see it for us.
Just paint it.
Little caulk in there.
Little caulk and a little paint. Okay, have a look at that, please.
No, because we're going to get rid of that.
Okay, we've got to have money for that.
I am told there are issues in the concession stand, so I'm having him come at a time when Lexi can take us over and show us what they're concerned about. And obviously the fire station, the back wall, what have you.
Not much we'll see from the inside. It's all under, but we can check it out.
Well, and you covered it with vinyl siding too, so that makes it a little tough from the outside.
Oh, it looks great.
Okay, well, anyways, that's coming.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And it won't cost us anything, he's doing that gratis.
Super good.
Okay. Leslie, do you want to talk about the upcoming events for the rec board, or do you want me to do that?
Just remind everybody about the garage sale.
Garage sale is going to be the 2nd of May?
May 2nd, from 9 to 4. The Garden Club always has a basket raffle up here and tables set up. And Leroy Heritage has a concession stand and tables.
You're saying up here, do you mean in here?
Yeah, in
this room will be closed because of
voting. Oh, wait, where are they going?
No, it won't be. They won't be voting on a Saturday.
They're dropping off the.
I know the Garden Club usually has.
The Garden Club won't be closed.
Okay, sorry.
This room will be closed because voting machines will be set up.
Okay.
Yes, I.
Garage sale, May 2nd. And then June 27th is our big 250th anniversary party and the parade and the.
Right.
Some kind of vehicle is going to be coming?
The rocket ship.
Okay.
Rocket ship car.
Whatever that is.
From Euclid Beach Park.
From Euclid Beach.
From years ago.
Okay.
So.
Remember that back when you were a kid?
I only went there once.
It's the original person who built it.
Ooh, that was me.
The other guy.
I remember that.
Laughing sale.
Yeah, that thing. So creepy. Do we think this roof is done leaking?
Except for that over there.
Okay.
The main part is.
I'm sorry?
Right there.
Yeah, there's one little one back there, and there's a nail pop up there. I have to
okay.
take care of it.
Just letting you know, I haven't forgot.
I haven't either.
Okay, good.
I look at it every time I come in here.
Me too. Okay, zoning. Sharon, would you like to talk about your public hearing?
Yes, we have a continuance of our public hearing that we had in April a couple weeks ago. We wanted to consider another section, section 8.9, before we sent those changes to the trustees. So we continued that hearing and are having another public hearing then to include all of those things we talked about in addition to deleting section 8.9. And that meeting is, hearing is May 14th. Tuesday, May 14th.
I thought it was the 9th. Why did I think that?
Let me just check my phone real quick.
There's so many meetings, I might have got confused.
No, I'm the one who's confused. It's May 12th.
Okay, so both of us are confused.
Yeah, I wrote it down as, okay. The last one was April 14th, that's why, sorry. Yeah, we're continuing it from April 14th to May 12th.
What time?
7 p.m.
And that's where?
Here.
Here.
Okay.
We have not gone back to the town hall. We've continued to meet here.
All right, old business. I had three forms that I had asked you guys to review. And so you hadn't had them that long before our last meeting, and so it's, I'm asking you.
They're in all your folders too.
There's a copy inside your folder of each one. I assume that you will have had time to review them now and decide whether or not you want to approve, and I'd make a motion that we approve these for use going forward as needed.
I'll second it.
Linda Branny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
Does anybody have any new business that just isn't written down here? Nothing new?
The email that they were talking about tracks and across the street, the zoning.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Remind me.
Tracks construction across the street from...
Allega.
Allega down there.
Okay.
We got the email, somebody was talking and complaining about the trucks parking.
Oh, that people are sleeping there or whatever?
Right, that, but the first part of that was across the street.
Oh yeah, screening.
The screening. According to Noelle, where she answered that email going around, nothing has been done on zoning, but I talked to Chris, which I assume is why you sent that to me, because I know Chris, and He said, I don't care what zoning is. I knew this was going to be a problem from the freeway noise. He does have plans to put a mound, a screen mound like he has in the front, and then put pine trees on top of it. He said, but that's going to take some time. He said, I got to get dirt. I got to get back there.
Oh, and that's why I said to you, does he want some of our dirt?
Right.
Because we have a lot of dirt.
Yes.
Like
that.
Too much dirt.
So.
Oh, really? What are we doing with it?
No, he didn't get my...
Oh, you didn't get that?
So
they tickle you,
right? But
it's dirty dirt, but
jobs,
you can have it. The price is right.
So that will be he knew about it. He's going to take care of it. It's not going to happen overnight, okay? But
okay.
He wants to be a good neighbor. So and I, Scott was the one who had sent that original email. I called him and I texted him. I never heard anything back.
I didn't either. I responded to the email as well.
I tried.
Me too.
So, okay.
Okay. Items for further discussion. I just want to remind everybody once again, at our meeting on the 19th, we will have representatives from the Riverside Schools here to talk about an initiative they have that they want to build some kind of a building to be a community center, social services thing. And so we invited them to come and talk about it, and they will be here at our meeting on the 19th. This risk management 2023, what happened was in 2023, our insurance underwriter, which is Otarma, came here and looked at everything that we do and everything that we have.
So sorry.
And put together a list of things that they thought we should address. There were 19 things on the list. And last week I sat down with Lexi in the office and we went through and I'm like, well, how much did we do? Because we were supposed to be responding to all of this and a lot of it never got done. And we probably should address those things. And there were quite a few things pertaining to the road department, which is called service department, and also stuff at the parks here for softball. So I'm going to give these to you
Thanks.
To follow up on, because I have enough to do already. There's some safety, like how are you storing things, and some of those may have been addressed and some may not. I know Sarah's kind of working on it, so you might want to touch base with her just to see where she is, and I'm sure, Rick, she's talked with you about it.
I have a question.
Sure.
This one that you looked at is from 2023?
Yes.
What happened to the one from last year when the inspector or the adjuster or whatever came?
I have no idea about anything of that. This is what I've been given.
Okay, well, he was here last year.
I was given the one from 2023.
Okay.
That's the one I'm working on.
There was another one between 2023 and last year. So
okay.
There's another one in between that you haven't seen yet. So you might want to take a look and figure out.
So many rocks with things under them.
Before you blame us for not properly storing stuff.
No, I'm just, all I want to know is where are we on these recommendations that were made?
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good grade on them last year from what I, because I got that list before they came and I addressed those before they came, and I think we got a pretty good grade on it last year, so.
Okay. There's also stuff about guardrails for the bleachers, and all, and there's stuff about the playground, which we should talk about. Like,
we
there's
addressed
a,
those issues.
I'm sorry?
All of the trees are gone that were around the playground.
There was a slide with a hole in it?
Slide still has a hole in it.
Okay. And it's the wrong kind of pea gravel. It shouldn't be pea gravel. It should be something else.
We corrected that issue. They got the okay to make it thicker, and the township spent all kinds of money having more pea gravel brought in. They used a big, whatever it is.
I'm sorry?
They used a slinger to
mm-hmm.
put it in there.
And that address, that was addressed, that was taken care of that way. It was approved.
Okay.
So
once
this
I...
was done last year?
No,
no,
it was
4 years ago.
It was a follow-up from this stuff?
Yeah, that's old. That's very old to be looking at.
Okay. Will you check on
you're
that,
you're aware
Christy?
Of this one he's talking about?
I remember them coming, but I don't
okay.
remember.
It would be good to see that.
Okay.
To
so
see
I'm
going to
ignore this for now.
I would not ignore that. I would make sure that we follow up on it. If he says it's been done, fine, but I
okay.
don't know what's been done, and I didn't look at that part because that's service garage.
Okay.
I will tell you one of the things that was called out was the... electrical stuff that's out in the pavilion.
Yeah.
And John Brown went and looked at that just in the last week and said it's a gray area because there aren't proper covers on them, but that they are high up, and so they kind of are undercover. But he has offered if we buy the covers, he will be happy to install them, and it will be at no charge to the township if you want us to let him do that.
Sure.
Yes.
You want a motion?
No.
Okay.
You know, you're a smart aleck, aren't you, today?
No, I don't know what we have to motion and what we don't.
I know. We kind of make it up as we go along. Okay. The update on the CEI runoff, I did drive over there and look at it, and you can see places where there's just, like, deadness from runoff. I called the guy that the gentleman who was here at the last meeting had given me the contact information. And he basically said, yeah, there's a problem, and they've kind of passed it off to Ohio EPA.
Ooh.
So that's kind of where that is sitting. So I have him on my circle back in 2 weeks and see where we are list, see if I can find out who the EPA contact is, just so we make sure that it doesn't fall through the cracks. So I just wanted you to know I did that. And the seal coating. We have... $3,500, almost $3,600 left from the grant money that we used to build the walkway out here. And I have talked with the county, and they are anxious for us to spend that money so that they can close out the grant year. And so I have been contacting Adam Services, who did it, regularly to let them know we need to get this done, we need to spend out this money. And so this week, I talked with him and also his guy who does the actual work. And in the midst of that conversation, he threw a curveball at me, nothing that I've ever experienced before in public service. He said to me, we will give you $400 more of seal coating if you will let us hang our banner on your fence. And I went, I don't know if we can do that or not. Let me find out. So I called Jen and talked to her, and it turns out to get a banner is $500 to be a sponsor. And then they make this, we make the banner so that they're all the same. So I told the gentleman I didn't know if we could accept that or not, and that I would ask you guys, and that I would also ask the prosecutor. And I did ask the prosecutor, and he said it was fine. And I said, like a handshake kind of thing, and he goes, yeah, okay. Okay, so we are allowed, it's lawful to do it, And so I'm gonna call him tomorrow, if it's okay with you guys, and tell him, I mean, I already emailed him what the deal was, but I said, you know, we're not business, we're government. Everything we do has to be transparent and lawful and all of that. And so if it's all right with you for us to make that deal, well, we'd get $500 worth more of seal coating potentially in exchange for a banner. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we need a motion, do we? As long as it's in the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I will call him and tell him that, and then they can decide if they want to do it or not. Gosh, that was a lot.
Speaker's on.
Oopsie. Okay, anything from the audience tonight? Any questions, comments?
One's old business.
Mm-hmm.
Did your buddy that tore up the playground come back and repair it?
No, we have to get some dirt down there. I have his name and number. We're going to take some dirt from over here and just dump it there, and then he's going to fill the things. So, yeah, Rick and I have talked on that, and it's going to be done. I'll make sure it's done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't need a motion.
Nope.
Second thing, the people at the far end of the ceiling down where I'm at, there's two pretty good potholes, a bushel of repair gravel. I wouldn't put coal patch in it.
Okay.
Would fix those up pretty well.
That's the road we're going to get to. I was down there Sunday morning.
The road's soft and it's passable, except you got to dodge these two. One's in front of Helen's house and one's between Helen and Claude's house.
I don't know their houses. Give me addresses or something.
Or just look for deep holes.
You drive down the road.
I know. I saw some. They're past your house.
They're before me.
They're before your house. Yeah, right at the.
And they're both on the south side.
Rick, are you raising your hand back there? Or are you
stretching? No, I'm stretching.
Okay.
We'll take a look, Herb. And we know they're before your house because you wouldn't worry about them if they were past.
Oh!
Like a lot of people.
Oh!
Don't drive that way.
Yeah. Now, we'll take a look at them this week.
You'll see where people swerve in this.
Yeah, and I know right as you crest the first hill by Ed and Kelly's, it's soft there.
It's soft, but there are little potholes there.
Yeah, we're going to.
It's further west of that.
Yep.
And they're both kind of on the south side of the road.
Okay.
Two bushel repair.
Okay.
We're good to go.
We're going to take care of Proctor.
Thank you.
It's on our list.
It's coming.
It's coming.
I just take break from that.
Huh? No, there's a lot of dimples, not pimples. Okay. Anything else?
Anything else from the audience? We are going to, our next meeting is the 19th of May. We're going to have an executive session. I move that we go into executive session for matters of the possible purchase of property and also for matters of personnel.
Second.
Do we expect there will be action afterwards?
I don't know about the property.
Okay, so there may or may not be action after. Okay. And he seconded.
Okay. Linda Brown.
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt.
Aye.
Roy Gregg.
Aye.
See?
It's because Lexi did it last time, so I can
Oh, it's Lexi's fault. Okay. All right. I think we'll just use the office over there. And you wanted to bring Rick in for the personnel discussion. Let's do that first. Is that okay?
Hey, before I forget, you must not speak. I did send her an email.
It's okay without
me. We had a death in the family, very unexpected. So she's going to be out of business.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is it you need right now?
Okay. We'll
play with this.
Yeah.
I get called again.
No. So what is it you need?
Yeah, it was yesterday. We found him on the.
That's really terrible.